We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Postcards from Planet Quark, Camp Crater. If you enjoy this episode, remember to subscribe to Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts.
Who wants a story?
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome to Story Spectacular. I'm your host, Angie. We just received another batch of postcards from Quill, our alien pen pal who lives on the planet Quark. Today's postcards are all about Quill's spectacular time at Space Summer Camp. Let's read all about what Quill has been up to. Hey Earth kids, Quill here. It's summertime on the planet Quark, which means I'm at space camp. My friends Beulah and Nova are here too. I arrived at Camp Crater here on Crater Lake 1 week ago. I'm having a great time. Although, I do miss my parents and my Zogzags. Let me tell you all about the fun space camp activities. There's an arts and crafts tent. Guess what I made? It's a Moon-a-roni necklace! There are also lots of swimming and boating activities on Crater Lake. I learned how to spacewalk on the water. And I even got to try rocket skiing across the lake. We eat all of our meals in the mess hall. Sometimes the campers have a food fight.
It's lunch time!
Yummy!
After lunch, we played capture the flag in the rocky forest. Nova and Beulah were on the deep purple team, and I was on the sun yellow team. The game started. I raced across the line into the deep purple territory. Because I'm so small, I was able to hide behind galactic rocks and terrestrial trees to stay out of sight. I made my way deep into the forest. As I was hiding behind a big boulder, I spotted the purple flag waving high in the air. The only problem was it was on the top of the crater cliff. Gosh, I'm afraid of heights, and that cliff is very steep, I thought. But I didn't want to let my yellow team down. So I made my way up the crater. It was practically space rock climbing. But finally, I reached the top and grabbed the flag. Hooray! But my joy was short-lived. Now that I had the flag, I had to find a way to bring it back down the crater cliff, through the deep purple territory, and back over to the sun yellow side. Oh, jeepers, how will I ever do that, I thought. Then suddenly, I heard a scuffle. Eula and Nova were hot on my tail. They were climbing up the cliff and were about to tag me out. I had to do some quick thinking. I looked up and saw a vernal vine. It stretched from tree to tree all the way down the cliff. I took the flag and reached up over the vine with the flagpole. Holding on tight with both hands, I took a deep breath, and then I leapt into the air just before Beulah and Nova could tag me out. I ziplined all the way down the entire crater and through the rocky forest. I zipped my way above everyone's head and just landed over the line to the sun yellow side. I planted the flag in the ground.
Sun yellow team wins!
Hooray!
Nova and Beulah came racing down behind me and said with a cheer,
"That's one small step for man, one giant leap for Quill."
Good game, everybody.
By the time the game was over, it was sunset. All the campers gathered around the campfire and we roasted marshmallows. Then we sang our favorite camp songs.
When it's dark on planet Quark, we light fire with a spark. Make a friend and sing a song. It's a place where you belong. Fire glowing like a lamp. Everybody loves space camp. Be yourself, there's nothing greater. Everybody loves Camp Crater.
Space Camp rocks. That's all for now, Earth Kids. More postcards coming soon. Until next time, have a stellar orbit. Far out, Quill. I'm really glad you're enjoying your time at Space Summer Camp. To see some of Quill's postcards from Camp Crater, go to storyspectacular.com and click on Quill's Postcards. Space sounds like so much fun. Let's have even more fun. It's time for Jokes with Digger the Dog.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back, Digger. Do you have some jokes for us today?
I sure do. Today's jokes are all about space. How do you get a baby astronaut to fall asleep?
How do you get it to fall asleep?
You rock it! How does a solar system hold up its pants?
How does it hold up its pants?
With an asteroid belt. What kind of music do planets like to listen to?
Gosh, I don't know. What kind of music do planets like to listen to?
Neptune!
Wow, Digger, those jokes were far out. Come back again soon and tell us some more jokes.
Sure thing. Goodbye for now.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's show was astronomical. We read more postcards from our pen pal Quill, who lives on the planet Quark. Quill told us all about the fun activities at Camp Crater. Summer camp in space sounds out of this world! We also heard some zany jokes about space from Digger the Dog. Space is a very special place.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to purchase original children's books, go to storyspectacular.com. Stay up to date with all things spectacular. Follow Story Spectacular on Twitter and Instagram at Storytacular. We even have a Facebook page where you can see illustrations from the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts. While you're there, you can leave a rating and review. This helps our show climb the charts so that others can discover spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye for now.